Did you know the Bible is like a library made up of 66 books? If you're putting library books back on the shelf where they belong, you need to know how they're arranged. The books in the Bible are arranged by kinds of books. Do you know how many books there are in the Old Testament? That's right, 39. Each one of these books is preparing for the Savior and has pictures of the Savior. Let's put them on the shelves by their kinds and talk about how each group or each kind is preparing for the Savior's coming. The first five books are called the Law. It includes the Ten Commandments and much more to teach us about the character of God. It shows our need for a Savior. The next 12 books are history. These books are about the history of the nation of Israel, through whom the Savior would come. The next five books are books of poetry. They're poetry because they're written in Hebrew poetry, not like our rhyming poems, and they deal with life and the longings of our heart and prepare our hearts for the Savior. The next kind of book is called prophets. There are major prophets, five major prophets, and 12 minor prophets. The difference between major and minor is that the major are longer and the minor are short. The prophets give God's messages and warning, and they give hope and the promise of the Savior coming. That's all 39 books in the Old Testament. Now let's go to the New Testament. Do you know how many books are in the New Testament? 27. And all 27 books in the New Testament witness to the presence and the provision of our Savior Jesus Christ. The first four books are called the Gospels. Gospel means good news, and these books are good news. They are about Jesus coming to earth to be our Savior. The next book is history. This book tells about the beginning of the church, made up of people who put their trust in Jesus the Savior. It also tells about Jesus sending us his Holy Spirit so he can be with us and provide for us all the time. The next three groups are all letters. The first nine are letters by Paul to the churches. The next four are letters by Paul to others. And the last eight are general letters. They're letters written by people other than Paul. The letters are sometimes called epistles. That's just a fancy word for a letter. They tell us about what the Savior provides for us to make the very most of our days here on earth. The very last book is prophecy. It tells about what will happen before and after Jesus the Savior comes again. But the next time he comes, he won't come as a baby, but as the King of Kings. So we look forward to the Savior coming as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords to reign forever and ever. And all God's people said, Amen.